The invitation to intimacy is threefold, and that's rather beautiful. Turn to John 15. I want to show you something here you'll love. God has called you, has invited you to intimacy. God has invited you to intimacy. He has. God has invited you to intimacy. And you've got to give him permission. I don't care how intimate God wants to be with you. It's true with anybody. You can't treat God like a whore. There's some people who climb in bed with anybody, man. And that's not intimate. That's just lust. And I have an entire section on, I could write a book, a manual, or a course on the five sides of intimacy with God and people, or the five reasons you need intimacy, or three things that make intimacy work. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but they're all here. But I did write this down in the middle of it. Intimacy is two-sided. You can't be intimate with a cold fish. Oh, no, you can't. You can embarrass yourself. But you can't be intimate with a cold fish. And God wants to be intimate with you. And the blockage in your mind is you immediately start taking your clothes off when you think of intimate. And that's just one small aspect of life. You're acting like an Alsatian dog on heat next to a fire. You're missing out on the grandeur of having been made in the image of God and being far capable for intimacy on levels that no dog in a fire hydrant could ever figure. And you, as a spirit being in Christ, as new creation, need to find out there's more to life. There's more to life. And if you reduce it to that, it's just going back to my original six that I gave you. You know? I got to get to this thing. It's overt love. Love me. Carnal, sensual, emotional. That's just one little aspect, and it's all flesh. And in the final analysis, it leaves you feeling like a pile of steaming compost leaves. You've got to get that picture in your mind. Hey, I'm better than this. I was made for more than this. God wants to enlarge me for intimacy where I'll walk away saying, glory to God, that was good for me. And it won't be because I got out of a bed. Otherwise, you'll put too much pressure on your wife or your husband or your lover. You'll require them to perform things that would make anybody blush. Amen. And on top of that, it would not in the final analysis be what you want after setting up. Now, why am I saying this? Because God desires intimacy with you, and you need that intimacy to complete yourself. Yes. And every human being who is not intimate with God is not a whole human being. I wrote this down on my list. Under you need intimacy, I said five things. I'm not giving you these five, relax. But the first thing I said was, with intimacy, it makes you whole. Intimacy makes you whole. It completes you. We need to be intimate. And people can give their intimacy to collecting stamps and poring over their albums all day long and shifting them around onto different pages and just getting close. And their whole life becomes this. Or they can do it with some girl down the road. It doesn't matter. It is a false thing. You're not being completed. You are substituting. I challenge you to let God be intimate with you. Well, we're in John 15, aren't we? And I said, the invitation to intimacy is threefold and given by Jesus. First of all, in John 15:4, underline the phrase, abide in me. That's the first step to intimacy with God is abiding in Christ. Who he is and who he says you are to him. And what he says about you in him, abide in Christ. Then in verse 7, we get the second one. Now he says, if you're abiding in me, that's verse 4, and my words abide in you. So now we see intimacy is based on abiding in Christ, and it's based on abiding in Christ's word. And how many times have you been so upset for this reason or that reason because you refuse to read the word, get into the word and find the answer from the word and say, this word is my life source, this is my necessary food, this is my life. No, let's ask the flesh. And then finally, the third in this invitation to intimacy, and this could have been a message by itself, in John 15, verse 9, he says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. So we're to abide in him, we're to abide in the word, and we're to abide in his love. Isn't that interesting?